Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. The early Pick 4 pool last Sunday was over $175,000. And coming up at Los Alamitos are the trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, January 24th. Grade 1 finalists Duda Cartel and the Lady is a Vamp are among the possible trial contenders. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamaranda. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. The day after the California Cup at Santa Anita, a beautiful afternoon, some outstanding racing, big performances, and we had a big seizure right after the races, very unfortunately. That is, without a doubt, the lead item here in 2026, let alone just yesterday. 26 machines, racing on demand machines is what they were called. They're similar to a slot machine and basically trying to emulate what Kentucky and other locations have done, Arkansas, with historical horse racing machines to try and generate additional revenues for purses instead of just pari-mutuel handle. And we don't have any other sources of revenue for our purses at the present time here in California. And this was an attempt by Santa Anita First Racing. And we have to thank other entities to try and get the process going. And a lot of people were surprised by the announcement. Ray Pollock broke the story early Thursday morning, was followed up by a dispatch from John Sherva at the Los Angeles Times. A lot of people caught off guard, but a lot of people not so much. And a lot of people fully anticipated there would be some major blowback. And as we saw yesterday, there indeed was. Again, Ray Pollock broke the story. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. John Sherva, as I noted, reported and gave attribution to Ray for breaking the story. He quoted this guy, Victor Rocha, who's a spokesman for California Tribal Gaming and perhaps nationally. This is a very, very aggressive guy. I have to believe he is their primary contact legislator. legislatively in Sacramento, quoting some of what Victor Rocha had to say on Thursday, right after the announcement that these racing on demand machines were going to be online, beginning with first post time Thursday at Santa Anita only, quoting, "This is clearly a violation of state compacts. You can expect a very full-throated reply," end quote, Victor Rocha, spokesman for California Tribal Gaming. Well, indeed, there was a full-throated reply, and I've had people call me and said, yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. Chief, what the heck, was going to give a call to Attorney General Rob Bonta and or perhaps Governor Gav, and here you go. These machines were removed right after the last race yesterday. And there wasn't a whole lot of diplomacy. A number of photos were sent to me. And these were not random warehousemen. These were fully armed law enforcement officers in all black uniforms with patches that read California Department of Justice, Attorney General. Now, a statement from Scott DeRudy, a guy I have a lot of respect for, Senior Vice President of Santa Anita and attorney for Santa Anita and First Racing. Part of what Scott had to say in a statement issued last night, he said, "Racing on demand operates under California's longstanding pari-mutuel wagering laws using a wager that regulators already approved. Attorney General Bonta received our comprehensive legal analysis nearly a year ago. His office had ample time to raise concerns. They did not. We proceeded on solid legal ground, and since the state is choosing to challenge that now, we're fully prepared to defend ourselves. We're confident the law is clear," end quote, Scott DeRudy in a statement issued by First Racing last night. And Ray Pollack with some additional reporting this morning. I mentioned this Victor Rocha guy who speaks on behalf of California gaming, tribal gaming. Boy, he was aggressive here. He said, among other things, "It doesn't take a genius to know what was going to happen next," meaning the removal of the machines. "I hope Santa Anita loses its liquor license for this clearly illegal act," end quote. All I can say to that is, I wish we had somebody this aggressive advocating for us. I know a guy who aggressively advocates for this game every single day of his life. He's my first guest, as always, Jonathan Ardoon of the Ragas and Sheets and down in Long Island. I say down, he's usually up in Saratoga Springs. John, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, just great, you know. But when this news came out, I think everybody who's paying attention, you knew it was going to get confrontational real quick. Like, indeed it did, and now we're going to get into court. And I'm sure hoping that we have a chance, meaning the industry, because, again, I've said it many times, John, legislatively we have no chance. Absolutely no chance. When Chief What the Heck makes that phone call to various folks in Sacramento, we're going to run a bad second every time. So let's get into the courts, and maybe we'll get a fair hearing.
Yeah, well, it was kind of ridiculous the way the whole thing rolled out, Mike. Let's be honest. The Santa Anita and California's been trying to get machines for the last 20 or 30 years. They finally get it, and they roll it out in the middle of the night where, you know, under the guise of darkness. It was like they were just doing it to do it. They knew this wasn't going to work, and nobody even understands what the hell the damn machines are. It's 3x3x3. So what is that, the 3 tries in a row that they try to implement at Santa Anita, that ridiculous bet where they got $80, I believe, one day last week in handle? I mean, no one understands what the bet is. They just did it to do it, I think. And well, they're trying to get their foot in the door. I get what Santa Anita tried to do,
yeah.
But it's really embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing to Santa Anita. It was a very soft rollout, and if it was on the up and up and legit, it would have been the headlines in the racing form and in the LA Times. Santa Anita introduces these gaming machines or whatever, but they didn't. It was all hidden. You know, Ray Pollack found it out, and he reported it, and good for him. But, you know, I just think Santa Anita did it in a bad way. That's just my opinion.
Well, and I've heard other people say very similar things. But the flip side of that is, if you go conventional and you do the formal advance, the publicity advance, and as you say, you had headlines out there, it could have well been shut down before it was even implemented. This way, you know, you force them to send in the black uniforms, and as I say, they were anything but random warehousemen. I don't understand why you had to have armed law enforcement come in there to do that. I mean, really?
It's all a show, Mike. It's a show. It's all part of the show.
It's an intimidation thing, and they seized all the money in the machines. By the way, you mentioned a paltry $80. I heard $65 one day last week on that 3x3x3 thing. But I'm told, and Crims verifies this, that $11,000 was wagered on Thursday, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot more than just less than 100, obviously. So
no,
it's a lot of money,
considering no one even knew the machines were going in. I mean, I think that's amazing, $11,000. I'm in shock, to tell you the truth.
Right?
I mean, I would never have ever guessed anywhere near that number. So maybe it could work, but they're not going to be able to use them. So what's the point?
Well, the point is now the legal process begins, and we'll see where it goes. And again, we'll see if maybe we can just get a guy on our arm. You never want to walk into court with a statesman. To hell with that. You want to walk in with a kick-ass attorney
you want
or whatever.
A bulldog.
Right?
Yeah, you want a bulldog.
By the way, Victor Rocha, does that sound Native American to you? I mean, hey, you never know. But
I don't think he's related to Chief What's-His-Name.
Chief What the Heck.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And we've cleaned that up quite a bit. But anyway, John, I want to talk racing, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the program today. We've got Doug Burge of the CTBA joining us top of the next hour. Of course, they got the winner mix sale out at the Derby Room Fairplex Park on Tuesday. But recapping some of the Cal Cup and Grand Slam Smile, knocked down her 10th win. I'm so happy for Sean McCarthy and jockey Billy Anton Georgie, who I learned yesterday, I didn't know, he's moving his tack, I guess, to Turfway Park, where it's extremely cold, but the purses are incredible. Wish Billy all the best. But some big performances. I was rooting for Pete Perella's Legacy Ranch, Sammy Davis in the California Chrome Derby. He opened up, but then the distance kind of told a little bit, and he was able to hold second. It was great to see Victor Espinosa, who won the Cal Cup Derby back in 2014 on California Chrome, suited up, presenting the trophy. A feel-good day, as it should be. And, John, anybody listening to you over these airwaves lately is feeling real good. You've had seven consecutive radio winners now. You had Bramido last Sunday at Aqueduct, $7.40, and the sixth race last Sunday at Santa Anita, Watsonville, Mark Glatt, $11.40. Take a bow, John.
Thanks, Mike. We've been on a little bit of a roll, so we're going to see if we could keep it going. By the way, they are scheduled to run in New York today, but I can tell you that yesterday, obviously, everyone saw they canceled after the fourth race. And it's funny because 10 minutes after they canceled, the show stopped and they could have got the rest of the day in, but they pulled the trigger and they canceled. Snowed overnight, and I'm surprised, but they are scheduled to run today. That being said, I don't trust them, and I'm going to give my first radio pick in Gulfstream in the seventh race today, where I like the number eight horse in here, Foggy Note. This is a six-year-old mare from the Louis Ramirez barn, and this train is off to a terrific start. He's 4-for-6 at the meet. This mare gets the services of Irad Ortiz today for the first time. She's drawn well. Number eight, Foggy Note, 7-2 on the morning line, wins today's seventh race out at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, seventh and Gulf at Gulf, and they're fast and firm down there, apparently, huh, John?
Well, they're expecting rain later in the day, but I'm sure Toby will fill us in when he comes on. I picked a synthetic race so Toby wouldn't get mad at me and I wouldn't end up in the same race as him. So.
All right, a lot of esprit de corps here. And we're cashing tickets. Seventh race at Gulfstream, post time listed as 3:21 Eastern. Now, we run today at Santa Anita. Kind of some short fields tomorrow. We do have a stake, the Astra Marathon Turf Stake for fillies and mares, but it's no longer graded. But the point is, there is a special MLK Day racing tomorrow. First post time today and tomorrow out here at 12:30. What's up at JONHARDON.com?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct Fairgrounds, Gulfstream in Santa Anita. And tomorrow, Monday, special day of racing at Santa Anita and Fairgrounds will also run Naira is Dark. So you have two tracks up tomorrow, Fairgrounds and Santa Anita.
Okay, terrific. Hey, John, thanks so much. Can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show. And you can take a look at what's going on at Santa Anita today.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. And as advertised now, we're joined by Ray Pollack, architect of the Pollack Report. And Ray broke this story on the racing machines called Racing On Demand early Thursday. And that was the day after a CHRB meeting at which there was no mention of these machines. And Ray's got a good follow-up today. You heard me quoting Victor Rocha again on behalf of Indian Gaming here in California. I want to get Ray's thoughts right now. Hey, Ray, good morning, and great reporting. I was glad to see John Sherva gave you your due, your attribution, and he's been digging pretty deep as well. But your thoughts on the situation?
Well, good morning. You know, this was a little bit of a surprise that it happened when it did, the way it did. But we've all known about this coming. It's been, you know, it's been discussed for well over a year. You know, we kind of thought they were going to do this at the beginning of the meeting a year ago at Santa Anita.
Well, so, and Ray, I remember it being at Del Mar, you know, almost 2 years ago now, 2024, this was the buzz. And the buzz was, look, we're going to just go ahead and they're going to put them in. We're not going to seek approval or anything and try and get it into court. And it looks like at long last, that's where we're at.
Yeah. You know, what's the old expression? Don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
This is a case of to get it into court, you know, you had to do something, and they put the machines in. This was not unexpected that it would. That it would come to this. It happened. It sure happened fast. And on a Saturday, I'm trying to find out if there was an injunction filed. My understanding is there was no injunction filed, that it was just a complaint into the office of the attorney general. And it was his law enforcement officials that I think were the ones that removed the machines. I heard from somebody a few minutes ago that the police were out there again this morning looking for the machines.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if there was a second law enforcement group that heard about it.
That's interesting.
Well,
hey, Ray, I got to share this with you. I mean, my phone was, whew, man, it was ringing. And a representative with the Perry Mitchell Employees Guild Local 280, of which I've been a member for going on 42 years now, said, have you ever seen in all your years the Attorney General of the state act this quickly on anything? Answer to that is a resounding no, Ray, which certainly provides an ample window into who they answer to.
Yeah, the tribes have a lot of authority, and as you mentioned, it's impossible probably to get anything done in a big way in Sacramento. So I think what they're doing is they're taking their chances in the courts, and they you know they've hired a top-notch law firm that deals with regulatory and gaming issues, and they're confident that they're on solid ground with this particular.
To be clear, they being Santa Anita First Racing.
Santa Anita. Yeah, and I'd say they probably could throw the third of owners of California in there, too, because you know, this had to be done with their consent. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, it's a machine that takes bets on a new bet that was approved in April of 2024. That at the time that bet was approved, there were people saying, oh, this is just going to be in place for when they launch the historical horse racing, which turned out to be true. So it's a betting terminal that takes a specific bet that's legal on live racing. I guess the question is, can you apply that same bet to simulcast races that had been run previously? That's probably the big challenge.
I see. So that's going to be the point of contention there.
That's the question I have. It's a legal, you know, it's a legal bet. There's no question about that. And there's quick picks on all of the existing tote machines. This is just a quick pick on picking three numbers to try to hit a trifecta in three consecutive races that have been simulcast, you know, that are imports that have previously been run. So it's, you know, there's some, you know, the belief that this is it, and that it's legal. And there's a lot at stake here. I was just looking at the numbers from Kentucky. There was $10 billion, with a B, $10.5 billion wagered on historical horse racing machines at 8 locations in Kentucky last year. That's as much as has bet on, just about as much as has bet on every horse race in North, live race in North America.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the handle, national handle is about $11 billion. Kentucky handled $10.5 billion on historical horses.
And, Ray, the Kentucky situation, you're telling me these are eight brick-and-mortar satellites. This is not online.
No, it's at brick-and-mortars. Yeah, there's no online.
And they're all, like, on the perimeter, right, of the Bluegrass State, the Commonwealth?
Yeah, with the exception of the Red Mile is in Lexington. That's a harness track.
Okay.
It's not near the border. But the other ones are down by Nashville, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee,
yep.
Cincinnati up at Turfway Park, Evansville, Indiana, where Ellis Park is. And I'm forgetting, Eastern, there's a quarter horse track that's in the process of being built on the West Virginia border and the Ohio border, actually, too. So,
yeah.
So it's big business. And, you know, what Santa Anita had in place was not what's offered at Kentucky. Be clear
Correct.
About that. Kentucky has all kinds of gimmicks with their machines. This was a one specific bet, the 3x3.
Yeah, and I keep going back to this, and you can believe this, Chief What the Heck wants to make damn sure that what we have now, or had now, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, doesn't morph into anything resembling what Kentucky has, Ray.
You know, that's kind of how Arkansas got started. Arkansas started instant racing, which was the first form of historical horse racing. And, you know, they kind of proved to state legislators that, you know, the world didn't come to an end because they had these machines at Oaklawn Park and at a Greyhound track near Memphis. And, you know, the state said, okay, well, this is good. It's good for you. It's good for us. Let's loosen it a little bit and let you do some more things. And
right,
it's worked very, very well for Oaklawn and for the state of Arkansas. And, you know, I don't know what the next steps are other than this court battle. And I don't know if Santa Anita will file an injunction to have these put back in while it's being considered. You know, this was challenged in Kentucky, and the tracks and the horsemen won multiple rounds. But then there was one ruling in the state Supreme Court that set it back, and they had to go get some legislative help to make, you know, to clear the way for them to be fully legal. And like I said, it's just it's incredible how much money it's infused into the horse business.
And you know what? That makes politicians listen. You know, that figure you threw out there, was it $10 billion from
$10.5 billion?
$10.5 billion with a B. You know, that. People have got to pay attention to that. The state's cut of that, it would be very substantial. We're in a deficit situation. But in Kentucky, a guy that you've interacted with quite a bit named Damon Thayer was key in getting that done. And, of course, Governor Beshear. Out here, the lineup is lacking, to put it mildly. But maybe this is a start, Ray. What are your thoughts? Where does it go?
Well, it goes to court, and how long that takes is anybody's guess. I mean, at least the clock has been started. You know, at first it kind of felt like, you know, getting eliminated on the pick six before the first race was even run, you know, with this thing.
Oh, I know that feeling.
But, you know, the clock has started. We can say, okay, we're going to find out once and for all in California if this is legal. Instead of just saying, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I think they did the right thing by putting him out. And I heard Jonathan Hardoon, who I respect a lot, say that he felt it was a poor rollout. But if they make a big splash and say,
yeah,
we've got this great new thing,
it's shut down in advance, right?
Yeah, and it's also not a new thing. It's an existing bet. The only difference is that it's on simulcast and on previously run races.
Well, you're not an attorney, neither am I, but is there a possibility that Santa Anita First Racing could get what's called a stay? I don't even know if that's a proper word. And have those guys in the black outfits come back in and plug them back in until the next step in court. Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility. And, you know, and stays are given when a judge thinks that a plaintiff has a good chance at succeeding. When the evidence is heard.
So I see.
I think there's a possibility of a stay. I mean, you have to think that that's true. But the tribes have so much power. They really do, and they're not one voice. as you know. I mean, there was that sports betting thing that went on where some tribes were for it, some tribes were against it. They were fighting each other and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to either defeat it or get it approved. So they don't speak with one voice, but I think most of the tribes would probably say we don't want this.
Right. Ray Pollack, thank you so much. Thanks for the Pollack Report. Really appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning, and we'll check you back soon. Thank you so much. Okay, I think Ray said goodbye, but I don't know what it is with cell phones. Chris, it's just amazing. We have so many guys, they speak, and it's like they're underwater. Then they're not. I don't get it. I'm glad you're here, folks. We got a whole lot of show straight ahead. Going to step aside, then we'll welcome aboard John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Orlando Gutierrez is going to join us. And then near the top of the hour, Matthew DeSantis going to give us an update on what's going on at Big A Aqueduct on behalf of the New York Racing Association. Doug Burge with the CTBA top of the hour. He's going to be followed by Bill Nader on behalf of the Thoroughbred Owners of California, yet another big stakeholder. A lot going on this morning. Don't go away. That's why they call me.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Los Angeles, let's get up there, get down rather, to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo, and got a whole lot of things to discuss. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good.
By the way, good interview today with Ray Pollock. That was really interesting.
Thanks. Well, we don't have enough topics on the table here this morning. I've got to tell you, John, as you know, I took a really good friend of mine since high school. We went up to Legacy Ranch this past Tuesday morning early, spent the night, and stayed long enough Wednesday morning to watch Pete Perella send out a winner in the sixth race at Mahoning Valley, the former Thistledown, a five-year-old gray mare by Arrogate, trained by Billy Morey, who's no longer here in California, ridden by Deshaun Parker, a former George Wolfe Memorial Jockey Award honoree. And this horse, I mean, she won easy, and her name escapes me at the moment, John. But I would.
Aragorsi.
She was impressive in the slop. What an incredible way to finish an incredible day-and-a-half trip to Legacy Ranch. I would encourage anybody, go to their website, legacyranch.com. John, you've been there. I had not. But, I mean, I just, and my buddy John Kemp's his name, you just get your arms around what you're seeing, and what you're seeing is beyond incredible. A pristine 5/8 mile training track, and they've got a little schooling gate up in the chute. Horses that are coming to the track, they stand them in the gate, then they walk them out. I'm telling you, when these horses are done there, they've got a foundation, and they are ready on every level to reach their full potential when they get to the racetrack. The entire operation, it's overseen by a guy I've known for many years, outstanding trainer, thoroughbreds and quarter horses, Terry Knight. His dad, Shay Knight, trained the great Kawiya Bar, who was ridden by Bobby Adair. But everything there, like, they spare no expense, John, as you know. It's immaculate, state-of-the-art barns, fencing, all-grass paddocks. They've got these huge barns with high ceilings, and they've got massive, like, walking machines. So this all goes to facilitate training undercover in any kind of weather. It's just an absolutely incredible place, and it all starts at the top, and that's Pete and Ev Perella, an absolutely first-class operation, John. I would encourage anybody who's interested in going up there, if you've got mares, if you got babies and you want to get them legged up, get them ready to go into the track and be ready to get on with it. Give the office a call at 209-759-3313 or Terry Knight himself a call at 510-928-4980, Legacy Ranch. And they say they'll get you from conception to the starting gate. And I'm here to tell you, they'll get you there with the best your horse can possibly be.
Well, Mike, that's what we've been saying for years. Get on up and take a look. You can go to their website, LegacyRanchInc.com, and take a virtual tour. But if you get up there and see how everything is set up and what the horses have that benefits them, you'll really be impressed. I mean, it's a true working farm. It's well-organized. Like you say, it's pristine. And, you know, Terry Knight, like you mentioned, trained quarter horses, too. Those horses come popping out of the gate. They've had the training to get done, and before they come down to the track, they've got a lot of experience, and that's why they come out running. And it really is a terrific place, and you're going to get a firsthand experience of how they deal with your mares and get them ready as they get in foal, and they've got all the grass they want to eat out there in those big pastures. So, yeah, I'm a big fan, and they do things right. And a big run yesterday for Legacy with Sammy Davis in the Cal Cup Derby.
Yeah, and John, back to the mare. So, of course, I've got a broodmare up there by McCann's Mojave. They get them under lights, and they're teased daily. And I couldn't believe it. I saw a group of about eight mares being led down out of their paddock, and they were, you could tell, they're getting close to full out. They wash them on a regular basis, John. I've never seen that. Maybe it goes on, but I've not seen it. And there isn't anything out of place on that farm. And as Pete says, we spare no expense. We want these horses ready when they come into the racetrack. And I can't say enough about the operation.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to get up there. And that's why, you know, we speak from the heart when we tell them it's a really good place to get your horses started, because it is.
It truly is.
I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true.
100%. John, as you know, big news late yesterday after the racing, and I really kind of feel bad for the likes of Kevin Modesty and Steve Anderson. Kevin with the SoCal News Group, of course, Steve with Daily Racing Form. They're banging out everything on all these different Cal Cup races, and I'm sure their cell phone started ringing. Hey, whoa, you got to get down here to the main floor. They're taking over. They're unplugging these machines. Your thoughts, John, from afar, and you and I were in touch yesterday.
Well, you know, with the soft opening, I don't think this is actually unexpected. Yeah, there's a reason why everything was done kind of quietly to get started.
That's right.
You knew there would be a response from the Indian gaming groups, and it didn't take long. And so now, like you say, you go to the next step, and hopefully there's a plan in place. You knew this would lead to litigation. Let's hope that everybody, involved in racing is prepared to fight, and you know that the Indian gaming groups are well funded and they're ready to go, so we better be prepared to fight this. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a real uphill battle. But the gauntlet has been thrown. Let's see where this goes now. But it sure didn't take long to get a response from the Indian gaming groups.
No, it didn't. Victor Roach promised a full-throated response, and boy, we got it. And again, there's no sense, there's no point, it's hopeless to fight it legislatively. In the Assembly, the State Senate, it's impossible. So it's got to be this way in the courts, and we'll have to, let's just hope that, we can get this thing going.
Well, like I say, we'll get an answer one way or the other where these machines stand from a legal standpoint now, and that was the only way to get it done, basically, is, okay, yeah, you can question it off the record, but now it's on the record, so let's get a decision and see what has to be done.
John, I know you checked out the story that Steve Anderson filed. Did he have anything in addition to what I've cited?
Basically, you covered it. You know, there were 26 officers, I guess, over there, and basically they turned off the machines, loaded them up in a U-Haul, and took them off, and he had the quotes from Scott DeRudy from First Racing about the standing firmly about the legal analysis on their part. And in general, you did a really good job of covering it from start to finish, where we stand right now as far as where these machines are going.
But on behalf of the players, I understand they seized all the money in the machines. Hey, if you've got a ticket, hold on to it. You know, you might have a legitimate beef. I don't know, John, but, I mean, to send these guys in these black outfits and they're armed up, really, it's an intimidation move, as we said earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, everything is a photo opportunity nowadays, right?
Thank you. Well, anyway, John, I heard from Steve Johnson yesterday. Took me a long time to get back to him because everything was going on in Santa Anita. They have rooms available up there at the South Point. And we encourage folks, give them a call toll-free, 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. For what it's worth, Steve said he got the Rams at +3.5 yesterday. They've gone to 4 now, apparently. I don't know. It's going to be a tough assignment. It could be single digits with wind at Soldier Field tonight. And Matthew Stafford, if he's going to be an MVP, he's got to really put 4 quarters together tonight.
Let's make this clear. The Rams are favored. They are not the dog. It's -3.5 moving to -4. So the money is on the Rams.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cold game tonight. But looking forward to I think that secondary for Chicago, they're kind of, you know, they survive on turnovers. If the Rams don't turn the ball over, they're going to be tough to beat.
All right. Let's see if we can get a horse who's tough to beat today at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go?
Let's go down to the ninth and final today, Mike. In the ninth race, I like the way #6, Juanica, first start for trainer Jeff Mullins, stretched out, put her on the turf. If she flew home to just miss down at Del Mar, she gets a 1.8 today. That ought to be right up her alley. And in a field where a lot of them have kind of been doing the same thing over and over again, she's the new face with the most upside. 7-2 on the program, #6, Juanica, race #9 at Santa Anita.
Hey, John, thanks so much. Look forward to I'm going to be pinch hitting for you next Saturday, 9-10. So
yeah, thanks for doing that. I'm on the road, and Bob Ike is down in Florida for the Pegasus. So thanks for sitting in for us, and you know you'll have some Eclipse Award results to talk about, and the Pegasus, and everything else. And I'm sure there'll be some more breaking news this week in Arcadia.
No, there won't be any known. Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to have more to talk about, John. That's for sure. Thanks so much.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right, listen, folks. If you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Right now, we head down Catella to Los Alamitos Racecourse and check in with Orlando Gutierrez on behalf of the nighttime situation there. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. You were up at the CHRB meeting on Wednesday. Did you begin to get a semblance of a clue that something was brewing in terms of these machines going into Santa Anita on Thursday?
Not really, Mike. Not while I was there, but it seemed like later on that evening that something was brewing. Something was brewing. What's to come, Mike?
Something was very definitely brewing. Now, listen, I'm glad to have you with us this morning. Your dispatch to me last night came at 12:50 a.m. My gosh, were you over there that late?
I was. I'm working on other items not related to exactly to last night's card. Some other events that we have coming up, including the TCQ HRA Awards Banquet. That will be on January the 30th. We put up the video graphics that we show during during this banquet. So that's what was keeping me up doing last night.
Well, anyway, glad to have you. I understand the pick six went down last night. It paid out better than $38,000, so Dr. Allred's kicking $10,000 into that $2 traditional pick six tonight. You guys have 8 races. You get underway at 5:15, so that pick six will be races 3 through 8. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the jockey and trainer situation right now, mid-January at Los Al.
Yeah, right off the bat, we have some jockeys and trainers that are starting to show that they're off to outstanding starts. Ricardo Ramirez, for example, has picked up 5 victories from 15 mounts already. He's always been a really top jockey around the turn, and he's off to a good start, 33% win ratio right now. But one of the new faces that's making some noise is Damian Diaz-Cruz. He started riding here not too long ago, and I think his first victory was aboard a big long shot, and he has just continued to develop, to earn the trust of trainers. He's now up to 16 mounts. He's second among all riders as far as mounts is concerned, has picked up 4 victories. It seems like he is going to have a really strong season. He continues to have that work ethic that he's already shown. In the quarter horse size, Cruz Mendez, who we are on a milestone watch, looking to get 100 stakes wins here at Los Alamitos. Well, he is giving it his all. He's finished second or first 7 of his 9 starts. He's a 5-time leading jockey here at Los Alamitos, so he's off to a solid start. He could be en route to contending for a 6th title here at Los Alamitos. And we have a new face riding, and he's actually going to be aboard my selection for the night. Blake Nunley is going to be riding in race number 5. He's coming from Turf Paradise, where he's had nice success there, has picked up 70 wins in his career. So a new face here at Los Alamitos. And again, like you mentioned, Mike, we're adding 10,000 into the pick 6. And it kicks off with a 2.5 furlong race that has a full field of 9. And we have another race at this distance in race number 5 with some horses that are pretty experienced at that distance, including number 5, Run Auntie T Run. So a solid card tonight. A nice $10,000 added into the pick 6. Looking forward to it.
Very, very much so. And the pick 6 races 3 through 8. Again, you get underway at 5:15. How about a best bet for radio, Orlando?
Yeah, I'll go to race number 4 and number 6. Jagger Angel, like I mentioned, Blake Nunley will be aboard with that success that he comes in with from Turf Paradise. The trainer is Robert Lucas. And this horse is dropping big in class. 7-2 on the morning line here. This is going to be a field that I think we should be able to handle it. Will be on the outside and should get a nice trip from there. It should fit really, really nice in race number 4 at 4.5 furlongs. I'll go with the 6, Jagger Angel, 7-2 for trainer Robert Lucas.
And post time for race 4 tonight, 6:39 Pacific. And Orlando, I want to end up by saying, heck of a job in your presentation in front of the horse racing board on Wednesday up there in Sacramento. We were all listening at Legacy Ranch. Thought you did a great job. You nailed it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Mike. We've done a lot of work on our safety protocols and a lot of comprehensive changes here. We have a mandatory meeting for the trainers and the vets coming up on Thursday, where they'll be introducing the intra-articular joint injection rules that we'll be racing under for the quarter horses in stakes and trials here in 2026.
Okay, terrific. Orlando, thank you so much, and have a great day and night at Los Al.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate it. We'll take our final timeout this hour. Then we're heading back to the Big A Aqueduct and get a best bet back there from Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Don't go away.
That's why they call me Bad Company, and I can't deny Bad Company till the day I die. Till the day I die.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add 10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. The early Pick 4 pool last Sunday was over $175,000. And coming up at Los Alamitos are the trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, January 24th. Grade 1 finalists Duda Cartel and the Lady as a Vamp are among the possible trial contenders. And racing fans, We're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thurbert LA. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, making everything happen this morning. Let's get back to the Big A Aqueduct in New York on Long Island and check in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. You know, dealing with a little bit of that winter weather, but we're doing all right up here in New York today.
I'm seeing on my phone 34 degrees in Ozone Park. Cloudy, chance of rain beginning at 2 Eastern, but no snow predicted until 10 o'clock tonight, so looks like you might be okay, huh?
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay. We are moving some of the post times up about 10, 12 minutes, so we should have no problem getting the card in today and hope to be able to get all 8 in today, unlike yesterday.
Okay, 8 of them. You get underway at 12:40 Eastern, so that's coming up real quick like out here. How about a best bet for the listeners here in L.A.?
Absolutely. I'm going to go to race number 5. The new post time for that race is 2:28 p.m. Eastern time. 11:28 a.m. Pacific time. It's a $75,000 optional claimer. I'm going to go with the number 6, Matola Gain. And this is for Chris Englehart with Manny Franco up on the mound. It's a first-time starter, 7-2 in the morning line. What I like about this one is the full sibling won on debut. So you have a great pedigree to suggest that this one's going to fire first time out. Chris is more than capable of winning in these sorts of spots at Aqueduct, and his horses have been running well during the winter meet. Additionally, I love the 5-furlong bullet that this one put in on January 8th. Seeing a fast gatework leading up to a debut is always something I put a lot of priority on. And then on top of that, you see that 5-furlong fitness. That, to me, is a real, you know, all systems go sort of a signal. So the number 6, Matola Gain, that's going to be my best bet for the day at 7-2 for Chris Englehart, Manny Franco.
Hell of a sales job. I'm on board. I'm going to tell you right now, Chris. Matt, rather. Number 6, Matola Gain, race 5, post time adjusted, as Matt just said, 2:28 Eastern. Tell us how we can get signed up for Naira Bets.
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. You can use the promo code BONUS200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And we have promotions taking place every single day at tracks across the country. I think today we have 10% exacta bonus at Gulfstream Park in Tampa Bay Downs. So listen, it's not just about New York. It's about playing everywhere coast to coast.
Have a great day, Matt. Stay warm. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Folks, stay with us. We're going to step aside, coming back real quick, like with the president of the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, Doug Burge. I know he's got a lot to say, as does our next guest, Bill Nader, president, CEO of the Thoroughbred Owners of California. Andy Harrington follows that all in the first half hour. This is Thoroughbred LA. Today I die.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool last Sunday was over $175,000. And coming up at Los Alamitos are the trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, January 24th. Grade 1 finalists Duda Cartel and the Lady as a Vamp are among the possible trial contenders. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-444. 8-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mare's Bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
The rider, Native Diver, is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Marketry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marketry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. The day after the California Cup at Santa Anita yesterday, and this is a concept that started way back in 1990. It's still a lot of fun. Granted, not quite what it used to be, but certainly a lot of reasons to be optimistic. And I want to say this. Every time I see Aggie Ordonez is interviewed, and I've had her on and met her and everything, she's just a breath of fresh air. She ran an odds-on favorite in yesterday's unusual heat turf classic, 175,000 at a mile and one-eighth, and they got it done with Vaca off at 4-5. Kent DeSormo at the controls, and it was just really, really nice to see Aggie interviewed in the winner's circle by Zoe Cabman afterwards. Congratulations to her. I met her dad, the late Pete Anderson. He was a jockey of considerable note. For the most part, back east, he rode a horse named Forgo, and he rode with some of the all-time greats in the business. Was up in the Bay Area for quite a long period of time. Anyway, great to see Aggie Ordonez in the winner's circle. And I got to say this: speaking of the talent on the simulcast presentation at Santa Anita, Michelle Yu and Millie Ball yesterday, they were all over a Dan Blacker horse in the Leanne Howard California Cup Oaks by the name of C. Drew. She had been away since this fall at Del Mar, and they really honed in on her most recent work on the training track. And in looking at the video, boy, you really got a good idea what they were talking about. Ricky Gonzalez rode with a lot of patience, and they got the money at 2-1 by a neck. C. Drew paying $6.40. Just wanted to say nice job. And then Dan Blacker came back in the next race, the California Cup Cal Cup Derby with Start the Ride, who came from off the pace under Armando Ayuso to get up and deny Sammy Davis by a length and three quarters. And Start the Ride had only one start as a maiden, but patiently handled, confidently handled. Boy, if you were on board there, you got a $29.20 win mutual. As advertised right now, we're joined by Doug Burge, president of the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Hi, Doug. Good morning. Thanks for taking time out.
Hey, Mike.
Not much going on today, Doug.
Not much at all. We got wrapped up Cal Cup yesterday. Like you said, it was I've been there for over 30 of them, and
yeah,
it's changed over the years, but at the same time, we still offer 9 races all for cowbreds, and the beauty of it is there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
I get them to card a maiden 20, and then we got 5 stakes races, and we get maiden special weight races and allowance, you name it. And so everybody gets to participate. And what I really liked yesterday was you had the bigger owner breeders winning races. You had the smaller owner breeders winning races.
That's right.
Trainers from Northern California coming down and winning a race. It's always been a special day and a good celebration for cowbreds. And I like to see when we spread the love that way.
Doug, one of those transplants from up north, and I know you've been acquainted with him, Bill McLean. He just celebrated his 80th birthday recently. I mean, he blew out the tote board in the third race. With a maiden by the name of Famous Forza by Mo Forza out of a QV mare, bred in part by Rancho San Miguel and Tommy Hutton's Dream Stable. Bill McLean, the Wynn Mutual here, $136.60. It was great to see him in the winner's circle, Doug. It really helps to make this kind of a day even a little bit more special.
You know, he's always been a big supporter of our sales, and we actually sold him that horse, I think, for $5,000.
Really?
As a yearling, yeah. And, just broke its maiden at a maiden special weight. And like you said on your advertising in the beginning, which, by the way, I love, about, how we've been able to increase the purses in the maiden races, how we've been able to increase this year the bonuses in the maiden races, both Santa Anita and Del Mar, and for a purchase like that, I think they should be ahead of the game so far, I would hope.
I would certainly think so. And another guy who's down here from up north, but now he's on the bus. Understand he's shifting his tack to Turfway Park. By the way, I got a note from Toby Kellett. I got to get the record straight. Thistledown is still very much in action. Mahoning Valley used to be Beulah Park in Youngstown, Ohio. So I want to get that straightened out. Thanks to Toby Kellett for throwing the lifeline. But Billy Enton, Georgie, on a short price favorite, and he hadn't had many of those lately down here. Grand Slam Smile. And this, I mean, Frank Miramonte said, I believe, in the call, she's approaching all-time great status amongst the best California-bred fillies and mares you can think of. That was her 10th win from 17 starts. She's never been off the board, Doug. And her earnings now in excess of $825,000. She's by Smiling Tiger out of a Grand Slam mare by the name of Royal Grand Slam, owned and bred by big, big people here in California for many years, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams. And so good to see Sean McCarthy doing a great job with a filly that has not been the easiest to train. She's got a ton of talent, but, boy, she can be like a powder keg. And I know because my good friend Steve Speck had her originally for the most part up north. But what a great cap to the day yesterday, Cal Cup Day, Doug.
Yeah, you know, she's such a pro. She always brings her game. She's as honest as they come.
Yeah.
And she can run on any surface. She can short, long. I mean, she's just one of those good, honest, you know, fillies mares that you hope for. And I'm happy for the Williams. They've been big supporters as well over the years. And you know, they've had some good ones, and this is probably one of their top.
Definitely. Horse. For sure, Doug. Yeah. And I'm sure you've seen the head on of her running, doing her thing. Man, she throws that left front out there. I mean, she's doing the dishes there through the lane. But as Steve Speck told me long ago, she does the dishes really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
An unusual way of moving, but it underscores the fact they're athletes and they don't all move in textbook fashion. But let's get on to the sale that you're heading up.
You know, the winner mix. Thing, real quick, Mike, that was special yesterday was, and Frank did an unbelievable job with his call in that race, was the Harris Farms horse, you know. And
oh, yeah.
For, you know, us to lose
Start
John,
the ride.
Which is one of our best friends and
yep.
racing's best friend for forever. It was good that, you know, he was able to look down and have a win on Cal Cup Day. That winner's circle was so emotional. It was
very.
It made the day. It really did.
And just seeing those Harris Farms colors on a day like that, I'm glad you brought that up, Doug. And I couldn't hear it, but I saw the interview in the winner's circle, and I don't know who that was, Doug, that was being interviewed, but he was emotional for good reason.
Yeah, that's Darren Filkins. He's the CEO, and you know, John left everything to a foundation and a board, and Darren's you know, he's in charge of it, and he was really emotional, just like everybody else. It was, like I said, it just made the day.
I agree.
And you know, when Frank said, you know, the Harris Farms colors shine bright on Cal Cup Day, you know, it was just
yeah
was good.
It means something. I'll tell you something else he said. You know, I'm a huge fan of Frank, so are you. The sixth race, and it was just an allowance, but Coach Cronin was in there with Juan Hernandez, even money, and you could see he wasn't going to get the money. But yep. Frank worked it in. He said, Coach Cronin trying to make the final four, and by gosh, he did. He finished fourth, beating a neck for third. So that's Frank. I mean, he comes to play, and he really brings everything he's got, and what a great asset, no doubt about it.
And Mikey told me yesterday, he loves Cal Cup Day. You know, he
means it.
These are the horses you get to see year after year. They're not being retired. You know, some of them in that unusual heat turf classic, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. Horses people, you know, are familiar with, you can identify with, and root for.
No, I on a self-serving note, Doug. I was rooting real hard for a horse. It was like torture. Back in 2005, I had been recently hired as director of publicity, And I had a horse out there by the name of McCann's Mojave, who at that time was trained by Patty Gallagher. And Jose Valdivia was on the horse. At that time, the race was $250,000. I'm watching the race from the winner's circle because I'm down there to get post-race quotes. And this horse is on top, and he's not stopping. And he got the money, and I had to just absolutely guzzle the emotion down. That was a tough assignment, Doug. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And when, in that year, you won that our $1 million.
Well, that was at Gulfstream. Yeah.
Yeah, that was at Gulfstream. That was the deal I cut with Frank Stronach. And
yeah.
It didn't last too long, but when it did, those purses were unbelievable.
I had a good run, yeah. And hey, it was a million then. That's all I care about. Anyway,
exactly.
Listen, let's get to it. You've got the sale coming up, the winter mix sale on Tuesday. It starts off at 12 noon. 119 two-year-olds, 35 yearlings, 29 broodmares, 18 racing prospects. And I know you're going to be getting around everybody. Everybody's got what happened at Santa Anita on their minds. I'm looking forward to being out there, Doug.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you. We got about 185. They're going to go through the ring, which is a good, solid number. And, you know, as you mentioned, there's a little bit of everything with – a lot of the focus is on these early two-year-olds. You know, without a two-year-old in training sale out here, this is the place to get them. And
right.
And most of them are broke and galloping and able to go on. And hopefully when we start writing two-year-old cowbred, you know, maiden races in mid to late April or early May, several of these will be ready.
Right. Now, Ken Gernick sent me over a bunch of information. I got to ask you, Doug. I think the big item here is a change in the federal tax law. This is due to the One Big Beautiful Bill, which got through Congress last summer. And the headline is OBBA federal tax benefit. Can you fill us in?
Well, yeah, that's the bonus depreciation, where which it really fueled the sales in Kentucky this past year. We're basically, you can depreciate 100% of the horse after the purchase, whereas, you know, before that wasn't the case. So it's a big tax benefit. And on top of that, like we talked about, you know, we were able to raise maiden special weight and allowance race purses for cowbreds. And I've always thought hard to make sure that whatever the open purse is, that's what the cowbred purse is. And that's not necessarily the case in a lot of other states, but it always has been here. And so, you know, we've got a lot out there right now that that's really beneficial to the buyer, to the owner.
Yeah, and to the breeders. I mean, you've got very tangible incentives to upgrade the broodmare quality. You're waiving cowbred registration fees for foals that hit the ground this year and next. I encourage everybody to go to ctba.com. And, Doug, encourage folks that are in the game to look you up out at Fairplex this Tuesday for your annual CTBA winter mix sale. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the horses pretty much are all in. Came in Friday and yesterday, so people are showing. There's already – I've seen several trainers here this morning, bright and early, which is a great sign. So,
yeah,
we're over here at Fairplex. One of your sponsors, the Derby Room, they're a great partner with us, with me, and, the service there is outstanding. So come on over to the sale.
Now, it's so much fun, and I mean this, and Pete Perella is a part of it. He's the reason we got back online, Pete and Ev Perella, there at the Derby Room. As you know, it was dark for quite a while. And he also owns Legacy Ranch. I was just up there a few days ago. But they do a great job. You can come to the sale. You can bet on racing around the country. And they've got a great food and beverage menu. That place is going to be jam-packed on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it, Doug.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks for all your support, Doug. Really appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. And now, as advertised, we're going to be joined by TOC President Bill Nader. And I know his phone has been ringing. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, let's just start things off. put your hand on the good book. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth? Hold anyway, Bill, a lot to talk about. I know you were following the CTBA meeting on Wednesday. We had kind of a last-minute proposal from some folks trying to get something going again for a Northern Circuit. That has kind of been moved to a later date. For right now, the purses are up, and it's so, so important. And, Bill, just want to talk to you about your take in general on where things might be headed vis-a-vis, you know, these the machines that were removed yesterday by the state attorney general's office. They're called racing on demand. This is going to get into the courts. I know you can't get into specifics, but what do you envision in the short term?
Well, Mike, you know, it was 4 o'clock yesterday. Let me just set the scene so everybody really understands. It was 4 o'clock yesterday, which was just after Harris Farms won the California Chrome Cal Cup Derby with Start the Ride. And you mentioned Darren Filkins in the winner's circle, the CEO of Harris Farms, saying this one's for John. And when you think about it, it was Cal Cup Day. It was right after the Cal Cup Derby. And you can imagine the air come out of the room in the grandstand when they marched in to take out the machine. So if you looked at the expression on the fans, just think of the racing fans that were there. And these racing fans probably were never going to play these machines. They were there to play the races.
Yeah,
you could just feel the energy come out of the place, but people just almost like they were watching a tragic accident.
Well, hey, Bill, what as I said a couple times, look at the way they rolled. These weren't random warehousemen; these were fully armed up law enforcement officers from the state attorney general's office, Department of Justice, all black. It was intimidating, unnecessary, but it was obviously on purpose.
Yeah, and, you know, here was a day, it was California Cup Day. It was a day of celebration of California. And, you know, it was Harris Farms. It was Larry Williams. You mentioned Pete Perella and Legacy Ranch. It was Redham Racing, Terry Lovinger, Richard Martin. I mean, Nick Alexander. I can go on and on.
Bill McLean, Aggie Ordonez. I mean, Mike Pipey. Yeah. Guy's been in the game his entire life.
Yeah, and so that's the one thing for me, Mike, is that when you look at this, it's about all of us, right? It's about the TOC, our 6,000 members. It's about the CTT, the trainers. It's about the CTBA, the breeders. It's about the backstretch workers.
100%.
It's about the racing fans who may not be interested in playing these terminals, but they're interested in the sustainability of racing in the state of California. And it leads me back to the one thing that I keep coming back to is that, you know, horse racing in California has been around for nearly 100 years. And we've been here since the 1930s. People who aren't, you know, involved in racing have seen the movie Seabiscuit. They know the legacy and the history. And they know that for a long time, the only legal gambling in California was on horse racing. So my point has always been that we're doing this on our own property, where we're licensed, where we're regulated, and we believe we have a solid position as an industry to do this. And that's where I think in the court of public opinion, I think we have a very strong position. It's going to be a legal battle. But look, if I was the tribal nations, if I was tribal gaming, I would look at this with a 360 view and think, well, you know what? They have been here for 100 years. It is on their own property. They have a long history of licensed, regulated gaming, and it is still a parimutuel bet. I mean, at some point, there's got to be room for compromise and a willing to play nice and to share, because that's going to be the ultimate test here is, you know, is there a willingness to find an agreement and find common ground. And I hope there is, because I really believe that in the court of public opinion, whether they be elected officials or just the people of California, when they look at this objectively, I think horse racing has a very strong case. There's a lot of jobs. I mentioned the backstretch workers. I mentioned the breeders. I mentioned all the people associated with it and what it means to the economy and the green space and agriculture and the farms. but also for an industry that has just a long history and a great tradition in California and is recognized not only across the country as being an important part of horse racing domestically, but even globally. And I say that because of the people that come over for the Breeders' Cup and just, you know, are in disbelief at how beautiful racing is here and how beautiful the racetracks are here. So at some point, I just think common sense has to prevail, and there has to be room to make some kind of an agreement where everybody can shake hands and move on.
And we are so inclusive. I mean, Bill, I've said this so many times on this show. The demographics are of our workforce on the track, you know, at these farms, people involved in the transport, feed, everything else. The Hispanic demographic is very high, okay? And that counts a lot here in this state of California, and it should. But as I've also said repeatedly, our enemies are very well-funded, and they're very sophisticated. The animal rights folks are not going to advocate for us on this. I will guarantee you that, Bill. And we know where the tribal gaming folks are at this point. I hope you're right. I hope they see big picture. Hey, you know, maybe it would make sense to let these folks operate on their own property. They're not going to be infringing on our deal. But I'm way more of a skeptic. I don't look for that to happen. That's why it's got to be in a court of law, Bill. It can't be legislatively. And that's why I know and I recognize Santa Anita had to do this the way they did it, because if you went the formal route, it look how fast the Attorney General acted once it was online with a soft launch. It would have been kiboshed before it ever even began to get off the ground. And I'll say this, Bill, I'll bounce it off you. I mentioned it in the first hour. Have you, in your experience in any state, you've worked all over the country, internationally, ever seen an Attorney General or a person, you know, of that reasonable strife, close strife, act as quickly as Rob Bonta did once he got the call that we were doing this, and then he sent in the black uniform security folks? Have you ever seen anybody act that quickly?
Well, look, Mike, I won't get into that, but I mean, it was a surprise, and honestly, I didn't see that coming. It was a real shock when, you know, I was in the winner's circle with Harris Farms and with the connections after they won the Cal Cup Derby, and I was, what, Ryan Hansen called me and said, they're coming in, and I was really, it was almost like you couldn't believe what the old line, I can't believe what I just saw. It was like that Kirk Gibson home run. But
Jack
was,
Buck, yeah.
But it was a much different feel to it. Like the Gibson home run was you know, a point of joy. This was sadness. So, look, I don't know. We'll look. They are well funded on the other side, but we're a big industry and we're a big family. And you mentioned Hispanics, but we are the people, and we are big, and we are worth fighting for. And I think we're going to be in for the fight.
Hey, Bill, I got a ton of respect for you, and if you think we got a shot, I'm all in. Thanks so much for your time. I just wanted to get your general thoughts. I really appreciate it, Bill.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Bill Nader on behalf of Thoroughbred Owners of California. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Going to take a quick time out, coming back strong, heading to Vegas. Check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of betonbruce.com. Bob Mazursky's next, then we go to South Florida, Toby Callett. And, we've got Andy Harrington, who I completely forgot about. Andy, thanks for being patient. How are you?
Just call me an afterthought. No worries. You got bigger fish to fry. It's a nice talk I heard with Bill.
I appreciate it. Well, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today, Andy, on behalf of National Turf?
Let's go to the first race in here. There is the sixth horse in the first race here. It's a horse called Postmodern from the Mark Glatt barn. This horse worked head-and-head with So Happy two back, and So Happy came out of that drill and won the San Vicente last weekend. It was second best to So Happy, but not by that much. And then the last drill was really faster than given. I had a nightmare trip first out. So I think All Systems Are Go here in the first race, number six, Postmodern from the Mark Glatt barn.
Post time 12:30. Encourage folks, go to National Turf. com and you can see all of Andy's stuff. Andy, sorry I made you wait. I apologize.
No worries.
We'll talk next week. Good luck.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, now we'll go ahead and take this break. Chris Monreal making it happen here. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Kimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to the phones right now. Head up to Las Vegas and check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Going well, and good job on radio yesterday. You were 2 for 2 with John and Bob. You had Taken by the Wind at the fairgrounds, $10.80, and then Vodka Vodka, odds on Kent DeSormo and Aggie Ordonez out here at Santa Anita, $3.80. We'll take it.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Great ride by Brian Hernandez. When you get to the lead and you look up at the fractions, Mike, and the half miles and 50 flat, and your horse is going easy, you feel pretty good about your chances.
Yeah. Super rider, and boy, Kenny McPeak found that out long ago. Bruce, any random thoughts on everything that went down after the races yesterday before we talk about a winner or two today?
You know, let's face it, Indian gaming has most favorite status in the state of California. It's the new monopoly. Horse racing used to be the monopoly. Victor Rocha is an arrogant, nasty man when it comes to horse racing. I've read his quotes over the summer. Some of his quotes were, horse racing is a dying industry. Is that really necessary? And then he also said something really snarky. He said the average fan age of horse racing is dead,
yeah.
Basically. So he is no friend of horse racing. Why we can't coexist is beyond me. This seems to be such a threat. Doesn't really, come on, it isn't. And especially if the machines are just at the racetrack only, where's the threat there? I don't see it. But you know what? They got the most favored status with the politicians and even the voters, and it's hard to get by that right now.
Yeah.
And hopefully, like you said, you know, maybe the courts will see this differently.
Yeah, and I get back to this opinion. You got to advocate for yourself if you want people backing you. We've done a lousy job of it the last 15, 20 years. I'll just say that.
I think maybe, and there's been some partnerships, right, with some of the Indian casinos, with Santa Anita, with advertising and such, and I think that we got to continue those partnerships.
Well, but a guy like this, and I mean, you cited some of his past musings. Yeah. They answer his calls, apparently.
True.
Yeah.
True.
All right, listen.
They've got all the influence, all the casinos, and all the money coming in. I don't know. It doesn't seem like things are going poorly, but you know, when you have a monopoly, there's a certain arrogance about groups, and they have a monopoly.
Indeed, they do. Hey, let's go ahead and see what we're going to do. Where do you want to go? I know your first selection will be out of state.
Yeah, let's go to Gulfstream Park's fifth race, Mike. This race was scheduled for the grass. I'm sure Toby will tell you later. Races are off the grass, so the grass races are on synthetic. I believe it's a sealed track over there. So let's go to the fifth race, which has been switched from turf to synthetic. I don't really think it matters that much with the six horse, Bay of Bengal. Mike, he came off the seven-month layoff. He switched barns. He won two in a row. One was a starter allowance win at the Tough Aqueduct meeting, and he was super game, winning on the front end. Last out, he jumped from a starter allowance to an allowance. That's one of the biggest jumps in horse racing. He's kind of a one-dimensional front runner. They sizzled up front. There was a front runner, Mike, that opened up about 8 lengths, and Bay of Bengal was not that horse. He was further back than he wanted to be. Beat a couple of horses. He's dropping in class today in a race with a lot less speed. And he's run okay over this synthetic track before. So in race 5, let's go with the six-horse Bay of Bengal, listed at 3-1 on the morning line.
Okay, race 5 at Gulf, set to go at 2:22 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita. 9 of them today, and again, we get underway at 12:30, Bruce.
Let's go to the fifth race, Mike, and I'll tell you a horse that's really of interest to me is the 5, Misleading for John Sheriffs. You don't see many John Sheriff horses winning at first asking and sprinting. And that's what this filly did 10 months ago. She was bought for a lot of money. couple of years ago. Mike, she had absolutely no speed going six furlongs on the turf. She was caught very wide. It says nine wide. I don't know if it was that much, but she was dead last at the top of the lane, and somehow she managed to pass all the runners. She was even bothered a little bit in mid-stretch. This was a big-time close from off the pace. Here's the good news. We know she can fire fresh. She can sprint at Santa Anita, and there's some speed in this race. The two-horse Marion Cross and the bottom horse for Baffert, Biella, are pretty quick, so I think you're going to see a fast tempo. I like this horse, Miss Leading, going forward. They've taken their time. She's a four-year-old, only making her second start. So let's go race five with the five, Misleading, 5-1 on the morning line.
Looks like the race might set up for her, Misleading, number five in race five, which is set to go at 2:35 Pacific. We run tomorrow, MLK Day, but a lot of people don't. What's up at betonbruce.com?
Okay, so here's the menu items today. We have Santa Anita, the late racers from Gulfstream Park, Santa Anita full card with audio, also the best bets at Santa Anita tomorrow, Mike. We'll have the full card at Santa Anita, late races from the fairgrounds. We like handicapping over there also. So check us out today and tomorrow at betonbruce.com.
2 for 2 yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike. Let's keep it going. Thanks, Bruce.
Take care, Mike.
All right, you as well. Bob Mazursky closes out this segment. You can catch all of his selections and Bob's own morning line with his graded handicap in all the Southern California News Group papers. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
We're good. What about today's card? Anything from yesterday's card jump off the page at you that you wanted to address?
Well, I thought that horse that won the Cal Cup Derby was a very impressive start to ride. You know, he was basically a first-time starter because the first time he ran, he was declared a non-starter. Sammy Davis looked like he was gone at the top of the lane, but that horse kicked in and won nicely.
Yeah, and ridden with a lot of confidence, you know, at 13.5-1 by Armando Oyuso, who's really beginning to get a toehold here, Bob.
No, absolutely. He's a very competent rider, and he's starting to get into more and more barns. So, yeah, he's going to certainly make his presence felt down here.
Before we get a selection, what do you do with the Rams-Bears in Chicago? Apparently the Rams now -4.
Well, I think the Rams are a better team overall. How will they handle the weather? You know, Matt Stafford does not have a good record in his lifetime. Even though he played with the Lions, does not have a good record in cold weather because the Lions, of course, play in a dome. So.
Yeah.
That's the concern there, and you know. But I think on paper, and the Rams are a better team, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, 9 of them today. Where do you want to go for radio?
I'm going to go to the 7th race. I like number 3, Centro de Lontero, the Jeff Mullins horse. I thought that horse was very impressive winning last time. This is a tougher spot, but I think he can come right back. You get Hector Berrios, of course, which is always a good thing on the grass. 4-1 on the morning line. I hope we can get that. So that's my selection, number 3 in race 7.
Bob, you're cowbred, so am I. John Lindo texted me. He said, hey, you might want to mention of the 9 winners yesterday on the 9 race card, Cal Cup Day, 8 of them were owned at least in part by the breeders. So
that's great.
That's a pretty good stat, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you guys said earlier, you know, it's nice to have some of the smaller barns have success well. That's why I like Los Alamitos, because we get a lot of horses, trainers, and connections that don't win a lot of races during the year otherwise, but they get their opportunities there.
Right. And one horse we haven't mentioned in the Cal Cup Sprint, horse was off at 4-5 and ran like it, won by 9 lengths, Manor Rose. Jeff Mullins, he's got a loaded gun in these state bred events, does he not? Edwin Maldonado won the first 2 races yesterday. Good on both of them.
Oh, absolutely. Manor Rose is certainly a very good cowbred. You know, the Chosen Vaughn left, and that made the door open for a horse like him.
Yeah.
And he's certainly taken advantage.
Owned and bred by B&B Zeitz Stables. Been in the game a long time here in California. Bob Mazursky, thanks so much. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
We'll hit our final break and do it quick. Coming back, heading to South Florida, checking in with Toby Callett, then take 2 from New York with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool last Sunday was over $175,000. And coming up at Los Alamitos are the trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, January 24th. Grade 1 finalists Duda Cartel and the Lady as a Vamp are among the possible trial contenders. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
And welcome back. Final segment, Good Vibrations, are the order of the day at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. In fact, the entire Wilson Automotive Group. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange on Tustin, Acatella. If you get over there, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Give him a call at 714-639-6750. Or if you visit toyotaoforange.com, you're going to see about 4,000 very positive reviews. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Let's get down to South Florida right now and check in with Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, Mike. I want to say something real quick with the guests that you had on earlier speaking about California. Let's not overlook the fact if you hate racing and you don't care about horses or the horse breeders or the people that work on the backside, how much tax revenue has Sacramento taken in from the racetracks and the owners and so on and so forth. End of that story. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to go a little bit further. You heard Ray Pollack, what the numbers are, I believe, for last year. What eight brick and mortar satellite wagering facilities in the Commonwealth, Kentucky, that offer the historical horse racing machines, the revenue that they brought in, gross $10 billion. That ought to get any politician's attention.
Exactly, exactly. But what I'm saying is with the naysayers in California and the like, just look at how much tax revenue is collected in Sacramento and then we can talk about what it could be. So
that's it.
I'm with you, but yeah. You know, just get it down to the barest of bare bones: tax revenue, government. End of story. John Hardoon had a little clue earlier when he said rain forthcoming later. It was about 10 seconds after he got off the phone with you. That all-weather surface that's supposed to be all-weather, there's a delay before they run today's second for track maintenance. And the second is it's a better race. So enough of that. You need winners, legs A and C today, because that is the orders from headquarters for that coast-to-coast pick five. Race 9 is leg A. I like the 7, Cooey. Main threat would be the 5, American Pearl. Go to the 10th race. This is a juicy race. This was a turf. Going to synthetic. We're really, really going to shake the dice here. I like the 1, Viking Quest. She's been prepared in the past on Tepeda in synthetics. I didn't like the ride she got last time. I know she was a go, but I think they're a little over-aggressive. Johnny Velasquez takes the call today, draws the rail. Look at Upset City here. The main rival, of course, is the 4, Devilish Grin, off of my Horses to Watch list. The 6, Celebrity Warrior, will be the odds-on favorite user, if you like. I'm not really in her corner. And the 9, Munnings Talks, with Louis Saez taking the call. 1, 4, 6, 9 will be more than fine at the end of today's 10th, a synthetic race, if in fact they do run it.
And just to be clear, you don't get any orders from my headquarters. That had to come from Lindo.
That's the Lindo Ike connection. That obviously, meantime, I'm not selling anything anymore.
I know.
But, the last 4 orders from headquarters have hit head on, by the way. So I've done my part getting 40% of that coast to coast done for you guys out there. And I hope it continues.
Thanks so much, Toby.
Okay, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, Toby Callow from South Florida. Now, take 2 to wind things up. Jonathan Hardoon from Long Island. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. By the way, just about yesterday, what a neat horse Grand Slam Smile is. I mean, she had 17 lifetime starts, 10 wins, 6 seconds and a third. She's never missed the board.
Yeah.
And I hope Bill Antoine Giorgio comes back to ride her when she runs, even though he's in Kentucky, because this horse has certainly helped him.
Well, good call. And again, I want to give Sean McCarthy credit because he's a guy that takes his time, and she can be a handful. That's a fact. The ability's there, but you just kind of got to try and stay out of her way and get her through things.
Well, Steve Speck certainly gave her the right foundation, and boy, is Sean McCarthy lucky that he handed her off to him, because this is nothing but a money machine, so good for them.
No question. Well, let's make some of it now.
All right, so let's go to Santa Anita. I'm going to land on the same horse that Bob Mazursky ended on. I love the number 3 horse in the 7th race today. I have no idea. It's the 3 horse, however you want to pronounce it. Jeff Mullins.
It's an eye chart. Looks like an eye chart.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jeff Mullins took over the training, but before he raced this horse, he actually gelded him, and this horse ran huge last time out, running first time as a gelding. And back on the grass. Hector Berrios aboard to ride. This is a pick 5, pick 6 single, 7th race today. Number 3, the eye chart, Centro della Toronto.
Very good. Berrios and Mullins, number 3. That's going to be in race number 7, which is set to go 3:37 Pacific. John, duck the website in, then maybe we'll get one or two final random thoughts from you. JONHARDON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, which is running, by the way, Fairground, Gulfstream, which is in a weather delay, and Santa Anita.
And so what do you offer tomorrow?
Fairgrounds and Santa Anita selections will be available 6 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon.
I don't know if you caught Bill Nader. Obviously, he's got to be diplomatic, but he's really good at it. You know, he's hopeful that maybe cooler heads can prevail, and, you know, we don't have to be so darn confrontational.
I heard him, and he was terrific. He actually gave me a little glimmer of hope, but
right?
It's just a little glimmer, but he sounded good.
He's good at it.
Sense. Yeah, Mike, he made sense. What he says makes sense. I mean, you know, why can't the Indians get along and, you know, work some sort of deal out? It's only going to help everybody in the long run. The Indians aren't going to lose any money by having machines at Santa Anita. You know, that's ridiculous. Yeah. So, and if they could share in it somehow, some way, get it done, it's the only way the game could survive out there. It really is.
John, thanks so much. Have a good day. And tomorrow, MLK Day, we're up and running both days, obviously, at Santa Anita. Thanks, John. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, again, my thanks to Chris Monreal. He's got his Rams gear on, but he's not covering tonight because they're at Soldier Field. But he'll be tuned in, as will most of you. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to everybody that contributed today. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to you, the listeners. Good luck today and tomorrow. We'll talk next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.